there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Nuts!
Greetings and happy Friday.
Nuts.
The what Jason up? Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo!
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Nuts.
It is a live drop Friday, and maybe no better night to have a live drop Friday than the night the ones all went home. It's like a horror movie. No number ones left in the NCAA tournament. Everybody is gone. Kansas was gone early. Purdue was gone even earlier. Alabama and Houston go out earlier today.
Poop fest.
You know we're going to get a final four of like Princeton and Xavier and UConn and Florida Atlantic. That's going to be our final four.
And what's been great is for all of these years, go back to Jimmy V running around and all of those teams that we've celebrated Cinderella stories and the one shining moments. And all of a sudden, it's going to be, what's wrong with the tournament? How do we have to reseed it? Because we can't have this. We can't have all of these low seeds. Nobody knows it. Nobody cares. Like, No. You can't get all excitable on day one of the tournament. We've been preaching this for years here on the show, but for those new to it, welcome aboard here on Fox Sports Radio. The fact of the matter is, if you get the upsets early, you're going to pay for them late when it comes from a rating and team and player knowledge base for the casual fan. And you know what? I'm here for every minute of it. Let's go.
This is right now at the moment where, because you know everybody goes crazy for their brackets the first couple days of the tournament. I have this. Did you get this upset? I had this upset. I had Slippery Rock beating Duke in the first round. And everybody goes crazy. And then the bracket becomes a war of attrition because a lot of people are out after the first round. I lost my Final Four team. I lost this team. Okay. But now everybody's looking back going, well, let me go back and look at my bracket again and see. Yeah, let me go back and see. Might have a, I had Gonzaga. I had this. I had that. Everybody's going back going, you know, maybe. Wait, who's leading right now? Bernice is leading. Bernice, she doesn't even know the NCAA tournament. Yeah, she just picked for alphabetical order. She's feeling pretty good right now, although she's not going to get Xavier. But she better hope they don't win. This is when you
nobody's going back to their bracket. So, like, it's opening day. Scherzer threw 100 pitches today. We're moving forward. We're moving on.
In years, people are going to look back at this tournament and go, remember the tournament 2023? That's when Bernice won. Oh, my God. Where did she leave? Where did she go? Yeah, she quit, like, right after it. But I can't believe she won. She picked because of the state she visited when she went, you know, when she was traveling across the country. Or you know, Jim won. But Jim doesn't even like sports. Yeah, Jim just went because he liked the colors, you know, the teams. That's who's going to win the tournament now because that's who's left. I mean, really, you are talking about the teams that are left in the tournament right now. A 9, a 3, a 4, a 3, a 3, a 2, a 5, a 5, a 6, and a 15. I mean, this is just absolute anarchy and insanity. And, you know, we've never seen something like this in the tournament where all of these ones have gone. Didn't even make it to the Elite Eight.
No,
all the
exactly.
ones, you could have one win make it to the Elite Eight. It was, oh, wow, we lost Purdue early. But, you know, hey, how good was Purdue really? You know. We lost Kansas. Yeah, okay, they didn't have Bill Self. Okay, that's fine. But boy, Houston's really good. Alabama might be the best. Nope. The door closes on both of them earlier today with the wins by Miami and San Diego State. Absolute anarchy is here.
Well, I think, you know, we talked a little bit about it earlier in the week, but the conversation being, what are you playing for and building your roster and recruiting for, right? The acknowledgement and the familiarity and all of that and the ebb and flow of your conference season, or when you get to the NCAA tournament, suddenly you're facing myriad styles, myriad looks defensively, things maybe you can't match up with, right? Last night, I mean, everybody loved UCLA, and then you miss a couple of big guys. You don't foul Drew Timmy. He kind of goes nuts, and then you have one of the craziest, most exciting games we ever did, but it sends UCLA's vaunted, you know, trilogy of senior leaders off into the next part of their basketball existence, grad transfer or whatever they might be. But we look at the tournament as a whole, and it's just the week-to-week build for some of these teams, right? 30-win teams, and they've gone home. And so now we get to the Elite Eight, and we don't have a one seed. And for some, it's going to be, how do we fix this problem? It's like, you know, the miss pass interference call in the NFL a couple of years ago. It's like, nope, we got to change that. We got to figure out how to review everything and make sure this is right and that's right and everything else. So I can't wait to hear all the big think tank stuff that goes for college buckets coming off of this one. But you get a terrible performance from Alabama, say, tonight, right? Brandon Miller set a record for futility in this tournament by shooting 8 for 41. There's one of your National Player of the Year candidates. Obviously, all the off-court stuff is what we've been following.
They suck.
But, Jason, I mean, you know, when we talk about just in a vacuum excitement, it's about as good as it gets.
Well, let me blow your mind with something.
Let's go.
Because I don't know the answer to this, but I've been frantically trying to look it up in the last few minutes.
Okay.
I don't know the answer, but I got a feeling
Steve might know.
The answer is a long let's bring Steve DeSager. Let me test the knowledge
things.
Of Steve DeSager here.
I don't know that he drinks, but I know that he knows things.
Setting up for failure here.
Yeah, let us test.
Sorry,
the
Steve,
here,
I didn't
Steve
mean DeSager. That.
let us test this out here.
What's your problem, okay. Mike?
suddenly Steve is on. Okay, Steve, how many wins for the Mets this year? Okay, no.
Four. 89.
89. Wow. Well, you know, 89 got a team to the World Series last year, so okay.
That's right. American
the playoffs
sports
is 90, right?
Like, okay. March Madness, you just got to be hot at the end.
Okay, that's true. Okay, very good. Now, here's something for you right now. We could have a Final Four, as I said, of Princeton, Xavier, Florida Atlantic, and UConn. Right? Now, UConn's got to play Gonzaga, so just think about that. UConn or Gonzaga. Princeton, Xavier, Florida Atlantic, and UConn. When is the last time we had a Final Four without a team from a Power 5 conference. Last time we had a Final Four, I think I just found the answer. And it's not, it's and the reason I found it is because it's not as difficult as you think. It's a long time ago, but it's not as difficult as you think. It was a very famous NCAA championship game.
Well, you're including the Big East, right? In basketball, that's known as a power conference.
Yes, Big East is a power. Okay. But right now, you are looking at UConn could be in Big East. You can have Gonzaga not in, whatever it is. But you're looking at the last time we saw a Final Four without any teams from one of the Power 5 conferences.
This couldn't be since you and I have worked here.
It's Oh no, are you kidding? No, it's longer ago than that. It's forget it. Like you are let me tell you. You are back probably before you and I and Harmon were born to find that.
Oh, hello.
To find that.
So 1940s?
You are back. Wow. You jerk.
You were the guy setting up things with John Wick all those years ago.
So what was World War II like, Jace?
So it's got to be before John Wooden then.
Yes, before John
because
Wooden.
Even
yes.
Remember that one year where UTEP won it, they beat Kentucky, so that would be a power conference team.
I am looking back, and that it is even before that.
Wow.
It is even before that. I mean, I don't know where I'm going to – I thought I found it, but it wasn't because I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. So I'm looking back now, and I'm still not finding it. I'm still not finding it. It's insane. And I am now back years and years before – we were born. I'm all the way back to when the Big Eight was the Big Seven. That's how far back I am looking, and I haven't found it yet.
So are you saying maybe never?
Now, here's the thing. This year was pretty famous because a team that won it has never been back to the tournament ever. But
College of New York, then.
Yes, I'm back in 1950 when it was CCNY, Missouri Valley was Bradley. But North Carolina State, I mean, Southern Conference is still Power 5, right? Turned into Power 5, so that's not it, right?
Not ACC then?
Not AC. No. We didn't even have the Atlantic Coast at that point. I don't mean the conference. I mean the Atlantic
on
Coast.
On the map, yeah.
Yeah, we were still in the middle of the country. It was still Kansas, and then it was a lot of ocean. So I don't think that counts, right? That doesn't count? I don't think that counts.
Well, who was the fourth team?
The fourth team was Baylor, who was back, and that was when it was the Southwest Conference.
That was, well, we would consider the Big 12 a power conference now, so maybe not even then, right?
So that's very, I'm back now. I went all the way back to the first NCAA tournament.
That's crazy.
And I have not found it.
So played at Northwestern's Patton Gym.
Now, Northwestern?
Yeah. It was a very small gym on the campus. They eventually built a huge center that had tracks and just very expansive, an aquatic center, the whole thing. But there's a small gym that you go in there, and it is the prototypical early gym. You walk through, there's a basketball court, and then you go into the weight room, and it stinks to high hell no matter what they do to it. It's all iron, all old, all a bunch of muscle heads grunting and screaming at each other. It's the best experience in the world.
So the answer is never, because we would certainly include the old Southwest Conference with Texas would be a power conference.
Sure.
So never.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to say that also was, until this year, the last time Northwestern was in the tournament because they hosted it. They gave them a free thing.
Hey, stick to sports, guys. Come on.
Secondly, I'm sure Harmon, in the 30 years since you went to school there, they upgraded a little bit unless you went back sometime.
Well, no, I think that gym is still there, though. I think they've left that alone. Gym.
Now, if you don't call the Big East a Power 5 conference, and we're talking Power 5.
Well, Syracuse is in it, so it can't be.
Then 1985 is your answer, because that was the three Big East teams. It was St. John's, Georgetown, Villanova, Memphis State.
No, but
the Big East Georgetown
was even bigger then. It was at its biggest back then.
Yeah, the Big East was big, but you're talking about Power 5 conference. We've never had it. Power 5, that 1985, that was it. Unbelievable. That's the insanity of this tournament right now. Whew, man. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Steve DeSager, major props for the 1950 CCNY team.
Didn't they win the NIT and the NCAA?
They did. They swept them both. Yeah,
They unified the tag team titles as well that year.
See, the thing is, I was stupid because I had them in my NIT bracket, but I didn't have them in the NCAA
bracket.
Didn't
carry it over.
Yeah,
you were stupid.
I should have. I had Brooklyn College, so that's what happened to me. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike. It's Swollen Dome. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Well, coming up next, is the NFL about to make a big change in their schedule? What do the moves the Panthers made today tell us about the number one overall pick in the draft? Oh, keep it right here as the one seeds are all gone. Happy Friday. This is Fox Sports Radio.
J.R. Smith's huge boner.
My cheese was hot.
From the Fox. Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo!
I hate that song.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. Well, the ones are all gone.
Poop fest.
Two games happening right now. Texas leads Xavier 14-10. The Sean Miller Redemption Tour is on its way. Meanwhile, at halftime, Creighton leads Princeton 47-43. Princeton, one step away.
I love it.
Oh, from the Elite Eight.
It's Princeton. So good.
Get Princeton and San Diego State with a berth on the Final Four at the line.
Drives everybody nuts,
Can you
Jason.
Imagine.
Oh, all the people boy. That love the upset insanity. That first round, and now they don't.
Oh, insanity. Insanity. Look, we could have in the Final Four, let's just say – let's just look at the Final Four for a second. We could have a 15, a 5, a 4, and a 9. 4, 5, 9, 15.
It's so good.
That's what we could have in the Final Four.
It's awesome.
We could have that. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. So, again, we'll have more on these games coming up again. Xavier, Texas is early, and we have Creighton and Princeton at halftime, 47-43. The Blue Jays with the lead. But joining us now on the hotline, he is a Pro Football Hall of Very Good voter, longtime NFL insider. Check him out on Outkick. He just emerged from a darkness retreat with Lamar Jackson. He's going to tell us what's going to happen with Lamar right now.
Go Aztecs, dudes. All right.
Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
What was that with my go Aztecs, dudes.com?
Dude, they took down Bama.
It's live drop Friday.
Yeah, so we don't actually play the drops.
We just say them live. We make live drop Friday.
It is almost April, and Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer. How do you feel about that?
No, wait. First things first. It's icky Jordan Love.
No, there's only two ickies.
There's only two ickies?
Double up the icky.
Icky Jordan Love Zowie Z.
That's well, you can always give Lamar Jackson the 200 mil. And give up two first-round picks.
Do you think if you gave the guy a suitcase full of money that was, quote, representing him, that he would have absconded with said $200 million?
Ken Francis.
I mean, I know they want to sell their little mobile gym thing, but I got a feeling that guy would have been in some place where he couldn't have been extradited.
Oh, Bogota was definitely on the tickets right there. Yeah, he in Colombia, here we come. Right now, I mean, I don't know what to make of this. You know, he, as Lamar Jackson always does, he, you know, does some laughing emoji thing to dispel any rumor about anything that has to do with anything that he's not talking about. So who knows what reality is? But the fact is that, you know, you're not supposed to. It's written in the collective bargaining agreement, right? Teams are not allowed, per the collective bargaining agreement, to talk to people who are not your agent. So it just tells me how little players understand and know about the process of being represented that they ever do this. Because this is not the first time it's ever happened. The players don't even know their own rules. Like, that's how poor the NFLPA does at explaining to guys the basics of how this is supposed to work. You have to have an agent represent you. If there's another person representing you, you can represent yourself. There's nothing, you know, nothing in the rules against that. But if you have anybody, they have to be certified. It's just a rule, and the team is not allowed to talk to anybody who's not certified by the NFLPA.
You know, here's the thing, J. Cole, is that a couple nights ago we said, boy, this whole collusion thing with Lamar Jackson, it's somebody's got to at least bring him in for a conversation. It's really weird. And then the story breaks with Ken Francis and Lamar taking care of this with laughing emojis. And I go, oh, now I know why Lamar Jackson's not signed. I mean, this guy's got to take ownership of his career first. You know, he wants a big contract, and I'm just going to put laughing emojis on social media when this is a pretty serious thing, and maybe teams aren't calling me because I'm an enigma wrapped in a mystery that's filled with a riddle. I mean, maybe that's what it is for.
Well, I mean, that's part. I mean, look, the simplest thing about this is running quarterbacks don't survive in this league. They just don't. He's played 5 years. He's been hurt the last 2 years. And on top of that, he's not a great passer. Okay, we've talked about this. He's a good passer, and he's got some abilities. Okay, but the biggest problem is, no quarterback in the history of this league has ever survived more than, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. You know, Cam Newton had 8 years with 100 carries or more. Guys simply don't survive running that much. And I'm not just talking about Cam Newton. You know, the Michael Vick, you know, a lot of injuries during his career. You know, just, you know, last 4 seasons he was a backup. His body was beat up. Randall Cunningham, another guy. I look at Josh Allen. He's already had 4 seasons of 100 carries, each of the last 4. That's not good. So, but at least Buffalo was smart, and they paid him ahead of time. So if his body does break down, at least they paid for it already and the guy out from underneath the contract if he wears down after, say, 6, 7, 8 years. Lamar Jackson's looking for a 5-year deal. He's played 5 years already. Does he think that anybody in the NFL thinks he's making it to 10 years playing the way that he does and throwing the way that he does? No. So, I mean, all this idiocy about the agent, about the collusion, you know, do I think that NFL owners don't want to pay, you know, fully guaranteed contracts? Sure, they don't want to pay fully guaranteed contracts. Absolutely, they don't want to pay fully guaranteed contracts. But I also think they want to win. And I think that teams want to have really great players if they can get them, and they can get them at a reasonable price. If Kirk Cousins got a fully guaranteed contract, no question in my mind, Lamar Jackson would get one if it was a reasonable kind of deal that they thought he would fulfill. And it's just not – that's not what's going to happen.
Jason Cole, our guest here, the Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. You read him on Outkick, find him on Twitter, at JasonCole62, and you celebrate the men in Trine and Canton because he helped put them there. Or maybe he desperately tried to keep them out and failed.
Yeah,
I mean, all those Cowboys you let in this year, I mean, I just don't even know anymore.
Hey, do you have a sneak peek of the 20-person class for next year? Can you give a sneak peek of that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be headlined
by Zach Wilson.
Wayne Krabet.
Okay, good. He was very good. Okay.
No, it's good. Aaron Rodgers.
Would Zach Wilson even make the BYU Hall of Fame at this point? He was a 1-year starter, basically. Think about that. Would he qualify for the BYU Hall of Fame? Is he really one of their greatest players all? Or is he just a trivia question or a trivia answer, as one of the highest picked, BYU players of all time? Which one is it? Does he make the BYU Hall of Fame? And I say no, he doesn't. His mom and all of his mom's girlfriends might make the BYU Hall of Fame.
Hey, so if they have any clout, they may be able to vote him in and push that through. J. Cole, you referenced it coming in. Aaron Rodgers, another day deeper into March. Now we've got celebrities saying, I did ayahuasca with him too, as you get the Paul brothers involved and all this fun stuff.
They're trustworthy. The Paul brothers always trustworthy.
Well, I'll tell you, Logan.
Anything that they say, you can take that to the bank.
I'll watch Logan wrestle, though. He's a highly athletic individual. But the longer this drags out, is there any chance it unravels? And what's Carolina doing? What are they setting up for?
Carolina's setting up for – they're going to take – I think they're taking C.J. Stroud. Everybody likes to put a lot of intrigue into this, and I get that. At the end of the day, Frank Reich has always – we talked about this last week. Look at Frank Reich's track record. He likes big quarterbacks. I mean, the entire league likes big, strong quarterbacks. That's nothing new. Bryce Young is a little dude. So I think it's going to be Stroud. Bottom line is they're taking quarterback there, so I don't think they're doing anything else. They're certainly not getting involved in the Aaron Rodgers thing or anything like that. This is for the Jets and – for the Jets to screw up. And if you're looking for a team that will screw this up, look no further than gangrene.
Oh, of course. Oh, hey, listen, disaster lurks around every corner. I'm firm with you on that.
The Hall of Fame quarterback says, I want to play for you.
Yes, yes.
And well, you can't.
He's realized.
And you don't make it happen.
We're making it happen, but here's – look, J. Cole, listen, let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you, okay, because, let me explain something to you because I've been covering football for a while. I know you're kind of new to the game here. Let me explain something what's going on right now, okay?
yeah.
The Jets have realized – the Jets have realized they have the leverage because Aaron Rodgers can't go back to Green Bay. It's worse if he goes back than if the Jets say, okay, we're moving on to somebody else. So instead of we want a first and a second and a third, the Jets are saying, yeah, maybe not. Maybe a second and maybe 2 seconds. Maybe a second and a third. Because they know the Packers have overplayed their hand. They've already pushed them out. If it comes down to it and it gets to a point where the Jets are like, okay, fine, we'll give you a first round pick. But right now they're saying, yeah, no, maybe we don't give you a first. Maybe a second and a third because we know you can't have him back. It's something called negotiating. I'll explain that to you in email after your interview.
No team negotiates better than the Jets.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
How's that Darrell Revis final contract playing for you?
Patriots Hall of Famer Darrell Revis.
Yeah. Patriots Hall of Famer Darrell Revis.
Hey, it feels pretty Super good to Bowl still be champion. Paying a Hall of Famer, okay? Not just some guy walking around. Yeah, this guy's not just Hall of Very Good. He's a Hall of Famer that we decided to pay that money to.
After he had already played out his Hall of Fame moments. With
you
the
know,
biggest arch rival.
I can still remember, you jerk. I can still remember when you came on the show with us.
Wow, I got a new skin.
I can
I
still
really
remember.
I own you. I got.
I can
a
still
new
remember.
Skin. It's so great
when
it's
you
so
came
great.
On the show, and this is exactly what you said. We talked about Revis this season, and you said, "Just to let you know, I heard something from somebody I trust," and I said, "What's that?" Watch Revis this year. He didn't really work in the offseason like he normally does. Just watch. And I said, really? And you said, he told me, just watch and see what happens to Revis. And, of course, Revis fell off a cliff that year. I still remember you telling me that. So I didn't at least have, like, three weeks.
By the way, did you see Revis in the Hall of Fame, you know, knock on the door show? Did you get a look at that?
No. Was that when Ty Pennington knocked on his door and said, "We're here for a complete home makeover and Hall of Fame"?
Let's just say this: it was Ty Law who knocked on his door. Ty Law is in a lot better shape to be playing right now than Darrell. Let's just put it that way. Okay.
Okay. Well, it's all right. Revis doesn't have to play anymore. It's okay. Sauce Gardner has to play. Revis doesn't have to play.
He's looking like a nose guard right now. So,
all right, well, that's okay.
And I appreciate that, okay, as a fellow potential nose guard. Where were we? How did we get here?
Because I remember when you told me that Reeve was going to fall off a cliff, and he did.
Right. Well, I did, and because this is what you guys do. Like Aaron Rodgers, you know, you'll trade for Aaron Rodgers, and he'll probably gain 80 pounds in the offseason and be unable to play.
Why do you got to say that? Wow.
This is what happens to the Jets. This is your reality. This is what you deal with. You get Brett Favre, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, photos going everywhere. This is what happens to the Jets. That's the most notable thing that Brett Favre did for the Jets, right? It's always a disaster. It's you're cursed. You're cursed.
Yeah,
by,
but once every 50 years, we get something good.
It's the curse
once
of
every
of 50
years,
isn't it? That's what it is. It's the bachelor's curse old bar.
Can you tell me, is ayahuasca an appetite stimulant? I mean, if you're telling me that's the case, I'd be worried, but I don't think it is.
I think it's unlikely. Look, I will back off on the 80-pound weight gain thing. Okay, Aaron Rodgers with Steve Cervi covering him, that's a match made in hell. Okay, just a match made in hell. Okay, like the nicest guy in that group is Samini. And here's going to be tough on him, right? Rich Samini is the nicest guy covering the Jets, and he's still vicious. Let's just put it that way.
Hey, where's Aaron today? Oh, I'm sorry. Aaron's not talking to you right now because he's on the Pat McAfee show. So he directed me to the big board right here. You can pull your quotes off of this right here.
That's going
to
go well. What's Francesa going to do about that? Oh, my
sleep.
God. Yes. Well, that's true, too. Okay. during
he's not
during
even on the
show.
He's not even on the air anymore. It's not even Francesa. Not even
I know,
there.
But he'll come. But he will come back just to do this.
Oh, Mike, 100%.
Oh, sure, 100%.
I tell you, Mikey, I can't believe this. I can't believe this, Mikey. Look at this, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
they should let him stay in Green Bay.
Fantastic.
I don't know why we got him.
It will be fantastic. He will go back on there just to rip him. And Rodgers will just implode. He will just not be able to handle this. He will be praying to go back to Green Bay. He will pray to go back to the cave in Oregon somewhere. It's the Caves of Altamira by Steely Dan. Get that reference for you. There you go.
Oh, sure. I'm sure you'll put the lyrics of the songs up instead of something pithy about football, which is what we normally like to tweet. Yeah, sure.
Well, or he'll be singing things like, I left my old man back in Oregon, take me alive. That kind of thing. There you go. See?
You can follow him on Twitter.
A little more Steely Dan for you. And I could see him say this, that I could definitely see him start quoting lyrics during his press conferences. That would be a total Aaron Rodgers.
100%.
Oh, yeah. As a way of trying to diffuse any of the criticism that he takes. And then all the reporters will just be sitting there going, what's going on here? What's going on? They'll just be ripping him left and right. It'll be merciless.
Follow him at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. See him on Outkick as well. J. Cole, as always, but appreciate your time, man. We'll talk to you.
Later, guys.
Bye, buddy.
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. So, is Princeton creeping any closer to the Elite Eight?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Oh, happy Friday. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Well, all day long, I've been waiting to bring this story to you. Something that was unique to myself,
Mike Harmon, Justin Frostberg, Alex Teichert. The recap of our John Wick 4 screening last night, following the show. We went to 11:35 show, got out at 2:45 in the morning. Getting home at 3:15, I'm like, this is like one of the latest nights in college I could have.
College?
First things first.
Hey, no spoilers.
The movie was amazing.
No spoilers.
Teichert, you've never seen a John Wick movie. What did you think of the movie?
This is the best of all four, without a doubt.
I said no spoilers.
I'll tell you this, Jason. I have not been so entranced with cinematography from the aspects of when he's in that broken down house.
Whoa,
there's no spoilers. Hold on. And how they rotate the camera angle from a two-dimensional, three-dimensional, same plot showing. The whole thing was like a 10-minute scene. It was sensational.
I tell you that John Wick does it right, man. And the movies just keep getting better and better and better. And, you know, the movie was a two-hour and 45-minute movie. So it's a long movie. But it was longer.
Well, for Harmon, it was 145.
Well, no, for Harmon, it was 145 because he fell asleep twice during the movie.
I'm not apologizing for it. I've been up since 5:30 in the morning.
I did my best.
I even drank a full Dr. Pepper, and it couldn't keep me awake.
That's an expensive nap, buddy.
Harmon and I are looking at each other when funny stuff happens in the movie. Yeah. Then I look over about an hour into the movie, and he's just
dead. And you know what I missed? Nothing.
No, you didn't really miss anything.
I've got to go see it again to get the rest of the death views and cinematography that Teichert loves so much.
Yeah. No, you missed some people getting killed. But that
I figured.
And it didn't. The thing is, it didn't seem long. It was a long, but it didn't seem long. But
well, that's
like,
because
okay,
the theater you were in.
All right. I'm like, yeah, Harmon got his nap. Okay, and then we're not another hour into the movie. It's like about 40 minutes to go. It's like, whoa, something big happened. I look over and Harmon, and he's just out again.
I did my best, fellas. I did my best. I paid the bill, so I'll take credit for that. Beyond that, I stipulated before we even got into that theater it was likely to happen. Of course, you also put me on the edge, so I'm next to a guy that I don't know. So nobody's like smacking me upside the head to say, "Hey, jackass."
Well, I had to sit.
Watch this guy die.
I had to sit next to Teichert, so Teichert would say every 5 minutes, "Who's that guy?"
That's not true.
And who's that? And
Jason,
who's that?
You would lean over and be like, "So, Alex, that was the guy that you need to remember." I was like, "Oh, okay."
And who's that? And who's that? And who's that?
Somebody in our theater got John Wicked out of the studio. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Some guy who was enjoying himself.
He was drunk or something.
With a libation, got kicked out. Yeah, that was
serious. God forbid he was drunk.
That was serious, guy. And the guy got kicked out when they came to get him out. Everybody is clapping. And then the guy tripped and fell down the stairs. And I was like, oh, my God.
He did not have a good run.
You know the only thing I'm upset about? Nobody clapped for kill 300. Just us.
We did.
Just us. Yeah, we were the only ones. Yes, we clapped his first kill. Yes, we clapped for kill number 300. Yes. We thought they would stop the movie.
Well, the other thing, though, is
LeBron. Yeah.
You know, not to get too spoiler, but, I mean, he didn't stay on that number very long. So
No.
He didn't have a lot of opportunity to celebrate it.
You move on past 300 in a second. Coming up next, something insane from basketball that could happen tonight, and it's not the tournament. Fox.
Lakers, yo.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. today.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.